This week on Simchas Torah, Me'etz Hashem, we'll be learning V'zoyis HaBracha, making a siyum on the whole Torah. And the parasha starts off V'zoyis HaBracha, Sheberach Moshe Eshel Ekim Es Bnei Yisrael Lefnei Moisai. And the Arachayim HaKadosh is bothered that what is pshat in the Lashon Lefnei Moisai. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a bracha to Klal Yisrael before he died. We see at the end of the last parasha and this parasha that he was about to die. So obviously he's getting a bracha now. We know it's Lefnei Moisai. Why did the Torah feel important that speak out that Lefnei Moisai, Samuch L'Misasai, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave this bracha? And he says, he says that we're trying to Mishabeach Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ishalakim, how big his Maisim were. That even though the reason why he was dying now, and he wasn't going in there to Yisrael, he was longing to go in there to Yisrael. He was really wanting to go to Eretz Yisrael. And why was he not allowed to Eretz Yisrael? Because of the Avera of Mei Meriva, where the Klal Yisrael complained for water, and he answered back, or he hit the rock, whatever the chait was exactly. But it came because of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, in some ways, caused him to be chaita in that way. And still, he didn't have any tainus on Klal Yisrael, even though they were the cause a little bit of him dying. But Lamaise, he didn't have any tainus. Now he didn't have any tainus. He gave them a bracha. Bechol nafsha, he gave the bracha. With all his heart, he gave the bracha. V'zoyis ha-bracha asher berach Moshe. And that's what the Pasuk is teaching us, that even though Lefnei Moshe, even though he was dying because of Klal Yisrael, he was still, he had it in his heart to give them a bracha with the ganze heart. He didn't have any tainus them whatsoever. And the other Mepharshim add on, that's why it says Ishel Ekim. Only someone who's an Ishel Ekim, who is a godly person, could reach such a level that not have any tainus whatsoever and give a bracha to Klal Yisrael with the full heart. And this is a limud for every single person, that if he understands what's the ikar and chayim to do Hashem's will, then no one could bother him. There's no tainus against anyone. There's no akapod against anyone. He knows everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Rambam says, they shouldn't take the kama. That the person should understand that the kama is not going to help anything, because everything that happens is from Hashem. And the Mishnah Shem brings down from Yecheskel Abramsky, that's why it says, Tamidei Chachamim Marbim Sholem Ba'olam. Why? Because since they're Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, they understand that no one in the world could cause anything to him that Hashem doesn't want. And therefore, he has no tainus on anyone. He's just B'Sholem Ba'olam. That's why Tamidei Chachamim Marbim Sholem Ba'olam. And that's what this pasuk is teaching us. V'zoyis HaBracha Asher Berach Moshe Lefnei Moisai. That even though it was Lefnei Moisai, and in some ways, Klal Yisrael was the cause of his death, he still gave the bracha of Zoysa bracha Shabarak Moshe Ishla Kim with the ganze hearts. He gave the bracha. Mention which was Zoycha to have such midas like Moshe Rabbeinu that we don't have any tainah on everyone and we know everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we will have a good kvittel and a gewaldige yontif.